I'm passionate if we're making muffins, but I'm going to give you my take. You know what I mean? Now, why would you? No, seriously.
When's the last time you made a muffin?
Seriously, Milan was just home not too long ago.
Milan made the muffin.
And I was the taste tester.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Every once in a while, I just look at the board. And for those of you that don't know, the board is where we keep our sound. What's your problem?
Because I'm mad at you right now.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Evan gave me an assignment right before we got done with the last block, and Fat Butt, me, was thinking about Doritos in the machine, and I forgot my assignment, so he hiked the ball. I wasn't ready. But what I don't like is when you mess up, and you do, I have your back. You sat over there grinning, just loving every minute of Evan Wan's going to be mad. Like, you loved watching me fumble. And that's the difference between
us. Flatter yourself.
I watched you laugh.
Flatter yourself.
And then you looked
at Evan. I was laughing at Evan's reaction.
You were laughing.
I was laughing at Evan's reaction.
What was so funny about his reaction? He was mad, but
no,
that's funny to you.
No, it wasn't mad. Yeah, okay. Exasperated, perhaps.
You know, as a backup radio host, I would never come down the road of a full-time Hall of Fame radio host.
That's a five. Yeah. Dude, you got like the little kid. You just were laughing. You messed up, Goo and Evans, man.
I got
we're
it.
Back.
So, yesterday, you know, when you run out of things to say, you just repeat yourself, and I get it. But
it is funny.
You have been, yesterday was one of your, boy, were you whining about Jordan Mason.
Oh,
14 carries.
Like, it's real.
No,
like, that is real.
No, it's not real. You know what real is?
Give it to me.
The Seahawks running backs carrying the ball 7 times total against the Giants.
Yeah, at home it
Kenneth
lost.
Walker, 5 carries.
I don't understand
You know what Mr. McDonald said? We got a game Thursday.
And hopefully.
I don't know if he said
Oh,
that.
Okay.
But I bet it was on his mind.
Yeah, but that led to their losing, Donnie. I don't get that.
40 times.
What are you doing? And the Giants' defense is not sorry. So maybe their intel was wrong. But I'm going to tell you this. There is no world moving forward. We can make this bet. Well, we don't know with McCaffrey. We don't know when he's coming back. There will not be another Niner game where Jordan Mason carries a ball no more than 14 times. We can make that bet. For the rest of the season, there will not be a game where his carries are less than 14. I promise you, they know that was a mistake in air.
Pre-McCaffrey return.
I love it. Let's do it.
No. I'm not doing it. It's a sucker bet.
Wow.
No, I'm not doing that.
By the way, the Seahawks offense coordinator apologized.
Did he?
do you think that Kyle would ever do that?
And what do you do all week? Like, what?
I don't know
how you doing all week for
he's
you to
good too.
But okay, but he wasn't good Sunday. 7 times.
No, I mean Walker's good.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Hey, you know who else is good?
Who?
Oh gosh, I was over. JP Mason.
Can you please call him Jordan? Just do that for me.
JP Mason.
He goes by JP.
Like, why does that bother him and it's not his name?
Because I don't like Mooney Ward either. His name's Charvarius.
Oh, stop.
So what?
Yeah, we got to get Fitz on.
He popped in, too, the other day. Did you see him?
I didn't like how we treated him. I didn't like it.
Right in the middle of the show.
Nah, didn't like it at all. We probably won't get him all year.
I live with these people.
I sent him a text.
I love these people. They're part of my family.
Not that day, Bob. You came and was ready to hop on. What did we... We're so insecure when we're out in public as a whole.
Speak for yourself.
Nah, I don't like any of it. When you're out looking for Steph, damn, thank you for the gift. Just ignore Bob.
I didn't ignore Bob. We were doing a show.
I didn't like any. I'm Troy Aikman.
Hey, you think there's a big game tomorrow?
No, seriously, it is.
Fred Warner said,
You know, I'm kind of at the point where it's like the circumstance is what it is. We're 2-3 going into a Thursday night game against a divisional rival, primetime, with the stakes of being number one in the division. It's like, if I have to give some sort of grandiose speech to get you going for this moment, probably don't have the right guys.
Damn. Yeah. Now that, wow.
There it goes. Another real athlete.
That was wow.
Who's showing you there are no pep talks.
Well, there are.
No, they're not.
Sometimes the mic catches all the guys in uniform, Stoney. Come on now. And one guy's yelling. What that told me, seriously, and I love it, Fred's irritated and he's fed up. He's basically saying, you're right. We don't need any wordplay right now. You know what time it is. We're under 500, 0-2 in the division. Good God.
What's the line in this game tomorrow? Three?
I'm sad. I don't even know. What did Evan put up?
Well, you'll bet on it even if you don't know.
We got to make our picks. Well, we'll do it Friday. Well, it'll be the Niner game. I'm done betting
on the Thursday games fair? We can pick a Thursday game, right?
But I'm done with them because I'm 0-2 with the Niners.
I'd like them this week.
Well, you should. They're better than the Seahawks.
Are they? They don't have a good record.
I'll tell you what, if we come in here Friday. No, I'm being real. Come on, man.
The Seahawks are 3-2. The Niners are 2-3.
But the Giants just went up and beat.
This is what you do. What's the Cowboys' record?
3-2.
Oh, but they stink. They stink. They're awful. But the Niners, they're 2-3. But Steiny, they're good. They're really good. No, what your record is.
Well, I'll give you that.
We just can't have an honest conversation about the Cowboys. It's a shame.
I'm coming around on them. and that's what you don't want. Dude, they just went up there and won a game I thought they weren't going to win. And I lost two racks of the show money. I lost $2,000.
Good.
We're starting to run thin, by the way.
We're going to need a... Well, if you got to borrow money to gamble, you got a problem. That was always my metric. If you had to do that, never do that.
How many times have you done it?
Seriously, I never would... If you got to resort to that, it's like drugs. I've never done them, but if you got to borrow money to support the habit or break in and steal stuff, you got a problem.
Well, what about like yesterday when we went out?
That was a scholarship, and you said you needed company, and I said, hey, look, this is what it is, and you said, I got you. Is somebody laughing back there? Like, wow, dude, you set me up right there. Yesterday you said it was no big deal.
It wasn't.
And you wait and then bring it almost right. The show's over.
It wasn't a big deal until I got the bill.
It wasn't just you and I.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
And that's the rat on the table. But if you want to take it out on me, that's why I left. Because I knew I didn't want to be a part of this. I told you what happens in group outings. Everybody loves each other.
Would you shut up, please?
Then the bill comes and it's the record when it scratches the record player. I didn't know what all it is.
Steiny, you opened Pandora's box.
That's all. And I didn't want any part of it.
And your pocketbook.
This dude don't even know when payday is. He's fine.
Friday.
Relax. We're at the veranda tomorrow. Well, we're not doing the show. We're there after for the watch party, 4:15 to 6:15.
At the veranda in Concord.
Yep.
They got a great outdoor area, and we're going to be making an appearance. So we'd love everybody to come out there and say hello to us.
Yeah.
I think Ernie's going to be there.
But man, that's our guy. And Grandpa, Daddy, maybe?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Everything.
Hopefully. You know what's funny, Goo, is and this is, you know, I wrote down, you do have trouble criticizing big-name players. You are a little like Orlovsky.
Okay, real quick. We're not like in Dallas. Who's Dak? Dak is a big-time player.
I'm talking about the Niners.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Like, how come you haven't criticized Trent Williams?
Because I don't believe he's playing as bad.
He stinks.
What about Bosa? I criticize him. That's the highest-paid defensive player in the league. So that admit you aired with that. I've been on Bosa's neck.
We had a wonderful guest on earlier.
Oh, he was awesome. Ben.
Right, and he said Bosa's having a great year.
Okay, that's Ben's prerogative, and I get that.
You don't think he is?
You are so messy, dude. It's not. Steiny, I criticize Bosa, so I don't. I've criticized Curry.
You don't criticize the big boys.
I don't. That was a myth, Tate.
Let me ask you this. Brandon Ayuk. That's it.
Yeah.
That's my question.
Yeah, I think he's – okay, so he gets off in the first half, but that's not the scoreboard. And that's why we left out of here Friday, Dibs and Willard. We were talking about how it's imperative that he have a good game. Well, guess what? When you look at – when it's all said and done, he had a good game, but you still took a loss. Stoney, you got me thinking now, and so did the caller. He's running out of bounds. I'm not holding that against him. But listen, if McCaffrey's not there and Batman's not there, Superman's supposed to step up. And that's what I look at Brandon Ayuk as. And outside of last
Superman?
No, a superhero.
Why?
A dude that could be a problem. And right now, for whatever reason, they're not getting the dividends. Your guy has not one touchdown on this year. Now, he could say, I was effing wide open against the Rams.
We never
and the
do
ball
that for anybody else. If a receiver has zero touchdowns,
that's not good.
That's on the receiver.
Yeah. But he had a hell of a game, first half, last game.
That's a hell of a half. And he still hasn't put together a full game.
And that's what they had as a collective. They didn't score in the second half, Steiny. Like, that's unheard of.
Well, they committed three turnovers and lost possession on downs. It's like the turnovers beat them last week. That's what I think.
Yeah, but that's what we know in any game,
okay,
on any level.
Well, if they don't turn the ball over, they win the game. They all just right, do.
But the Rams' turnovers are not why they lost the game.
I think the Niners had more than them, didn't they?
No, I'm just saying that it was what they did with the ball when the game was 24-24. You turn it over on downs.
Exactly.
I mean, no, you punted for the Rams to be able to throw it to Tutu Atwell deep. My point is, what do you want me to say about Brandon Ayuk?
Is say the 49ers better? Made a mistake.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that.
Why?
Because they're too smart. and we're too smart after five games
okay.
to say that.
Okay.
That's the radio
all
you
right,
hate.
All right, Dan Orlovsky.
No, come on, man.
No, but
I think he should have got his money. He got more than I thought they were going to give him. But now you're saying, I'm asking you, are you saying the Niners made a
yes!
mistake?
Yes! It's not that hard to say it.
But you've never
you
liked him, though. And that's what I'm saying.
That's not true. I like him. He's good. He's not great.
So what do you... real quick, what do you make?
You never criticize the Niners.
No, Steiny, stop! I've criticized this whole thing for not getting it done. No, I wanted the coach fired.
There's a difference between criticism
taking the bait.
And a rant. You know what I mean?
But rants stem from criticism.
Nah.
Yeah, stop. I've criticized everything. Them not getting it done.
Here's what you do a lot.
And then I'll tell you what you do a lot.
Brandon,
See, now that's how we... That's a, yeah. You good?
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be criticized. Hey, Lorenzo Neal was on with Willard and Dibs.
I caught that one.
You did? So you've heard some of this?
Some of it. Go ahead. Yeah.
Super Bowl hangover low?
I think this right now is not a necessarily hangover. This is just right now you're not able to get it done. And even though you're playing as hard as you can, you're just right now you're not good enough. Let's be real. They're getting pushed off the line. The defense, the offense is creating a new line of scrimmage. You saw the Arizona Cardinals take the ball with 6 minutes left, and the Niners had no answer. It wasn't like they were throwing. It was like, we're running, and Connor, and if nothing you can do about it, I don't care if you put 8 in the box, 9 in the box, you can't stop us. And that's what they did.
Wow. And that, to me, is demoralizing, Stoney. So I saw that play out in the second half. 1.6 yards a pop for Connor in the first, 6.4 in the second. And we're talking about a crucial drive. 14 plays, 6:26 off the clock. And it was just hike it and hand it off to him. So you're talking about Kenneth Walker. Why wouldn't Seattle try that tomorrow night?
I don't know why they didn't try it Sunday.
But the Giants' defense is better than you think.
Five runs. That's unbelievable.
That's terrible. I thought it was 7.
7 from all their running backs, 5 from Walker. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I'll tell you this about tomorrow night. I honestly believe if the defense doesn't get better and it mirrors what we've been watching, which has been unsatisfactory, I think we come in here Friday, that Monday, and we'll start hearing about Evans guy, Staley, having a bigger role on this defense. Saleh's not, he's, come on now, that's fantasy land. He's not coming back this year.
I believe Staley,
his role will increase, or there'll be an article written or something said if somehow Seattle is able to duplicate or mimic what Arizona did. That's how important this game is to me.
I think they're going to hire Sal at the break, at the bye week.
Nah, he's getting away.
Yeah, that the bye week's in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, but who would want to do that to themselves? What have we ever seen? I get fired and on the fly, I go, nah, that would be so disrespectful
to the Jets?
No, to Sorensen and Staley.
Listen.
Now, it's not pickup basketball. Now, next year, hey, okay, but come on, man. Your boy is going to... You just played sound 2 hours ago of one Kyle Shanahan saying if he wasn't lying, and I don't think he was, he loves the job that Sorensen is doing, which tells me he thinks it's on the players.
The bottom line to me is if you believe, and I don't know if Kyle Shanahan believes that Sorensen's doing a good job or not, but if Kyle Shanahan believes that Sorensen's not the guy, he then go out and get Sala if he would be willing to come back. That to me is a no-brainer.
But I don't think Sala would do that to himself.
I wonder.
He's going to go, he said, to spend time with his family.
Right.
Unplug, unwind.
He's been with him 2 days already. He's probably getting sick of him.
I wouldn't do it.
How many kids does Sala's like six kids? Seven?
Wow. I got three and it feels like
I got him
like
coming
eight.
Before the bye now. You got seven kids. No, he's got to get out of the house.
But just think about it. You think Kyle's ready to admit they made another error with that position? That's the politics of it. No. That's why he gave you that song and dance about
week five.
Can you say he's doing a great job, Kyle?
Well, seriously. You just said he was telling the truth.
No, his truth. But my point is, how could anybody say
the
through
defense,
five?
The
come
defense,
on, man.
Defense didn't lose that game for him Sunday. They didn't score in the second half.
It's 2 o'clock.
They didn't score a point in the second half.
The fumble happened, and they went 76 yards to score, and they ran the ball.
Situational stops they've been terrible at this year. I will give you that. Situationally,
but it's bigger than that. We're talking about drives.
I don't know if it's
bigger than that. You allowed a runner to run for almost 7 yards a pop in the second half.
Okay. And
you allowed the 50-yarder from the
team. Why do you,
Kyler Murray ran 50 yards in the second play of the game.
Why do you continue to think this team should win every game 50-0?
I'm not.
They're not that team.
Yeah,
they're not even last year's team.
And come on now.
It's a whole new team.
I'm not holding them to that standard. So they've never been 50-0. Come on. But you know what I'm talking about. Minnesota ran roughshod on you all day long, and you were lucky for that game to even look like it was remotely close. Then the Rams, they have nothing, and you're getting beat left and right in the air. Kyren Williams doing whatever he wants on the ground.
You're acting as though they're giving up 38 a game, though. Like, they haven't given up 30 one time yet this year.
No, I'm asking to make a play.
Well,
when it counts.
That's my point, is that I don't think they've been as bad on offense or as deep and defense as we think. They just have not come up with one offensive play or defensive play when they've needed it.
Well, you're like, talking about a secondary
I'm talking
with
about
no interceptions.
Situational stops.
Okay.
They haven't gotten any this year.
Well,
their
best game was against the Jets, and now look at a team that just fired their coach. They lost to Denver at home. So if we want to, I know it's not college, Donnie, style point wins, and the Jets look like something that's not where I thought they were going to be. But my point is, it's bigger than what you say, Donnie. The game's about timely stops.
Right. That's what
Jordan
they haven't
Mason's
been getting.
Been running his ass off this whole year. He fumbles. It was an error, and you could say it cost him the game. What did the defense do as a collective to try to have their teammates back? Arizona march it down on 14 plays right down your throat.
Okay.
So to me, that's not
for a field goal.
We didn't make a play in game. We didn't make a play. We had no resistance.
You scored no points in the second half.
Yeah.
Like, this is the problem with the Niners. You can't pinpoint anything. They haven't been good in any area consistently.
Which is scary.
Well, that's my point, is that I can't look at it anymore as offense, defense, special teams. It's like they...
Well, one of them's got to get better than one unit.
Nobody... They have not had one time this year where they've picked up for somebody else, yeah. for somebody's mistakes.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh.
But tomorrow it's got to change.
Well,
what?
Don't look at the text line.
Well,
no, I won't do it. I won't.
I really like your shirt today, man. I really do.
We'll see.
925. Should I have it?
I
could keep going if you want, but
that's a one. The 925. The count. Read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's kind.
That's a. That's.
Are you sure? It won't hurt your feelings.
On my Richter scale.
It should. The 925 says Guru does not protect the Cowboys like this.
I'm ripping the Niners and what I'm seeing.
You are
Who
not.
Am I protecting?
Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, Nick Bosa, Deebo Samuel.
I've called out Bosa. And to be
honest... Your idea of calling out is...
Okay. Do you want to see?
He's had a tough luck year.
I'm like your little pet rat. You just set me up and I do what you... Come on, Stoney. I've called for people to be fired. Bosa is not playing to his standard. Is he playing bad?
I don't know. You know what? I'm not sure that
That's scary, then.
I am not sure
that's
that
scary.
He isn't playing to his standard.
Because all I see him doing, and it resulted and culminated in a 50-yard run on the second play of the game, is tackle the running back who didn't have the ball, but his sound game or microphone game after it's over is, I'm being taught that. I'm doing my assignment.
That's not what he's saying.
He
saying
said, I'm doing my assignment. When he's crashing down.
Somebody's got to get the running back if he gets the ball, right?
No, somebody's got to get the running back when they have the ball. But you're steadily getting fooled, and now you're saying, hey, hold on, I know it looks that way. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Steadily.
Yeah.
Getting fooled.
I'm protecting nobody.
Yeah,
I don't like what I see.
You're a pocket protector. That's what you
that's
are.
That didn't even rank.
Colt McKivitz.
Wow.
Yeah, get on him. Get on McKivitz.
No, he's a pocket protector.
That's an eight.
Gotcha.
You got to give it to him.
Exactly. You know what? You protect Purdy. He scored no points in the second half. None. Zero. He threw two picks in the second half.
And what have
half.
I done all week?
You've
been asking every guest.
A star is born.
No.
Now, I know we didn't have his best game.
That
but
is not me.
You won't dwell on he didn't have his best game.
No, I told you.
He was not very good.
He was
in
not.
In fact, it yesterday, you said, Steiny, I think he's earning more money than he's ever earned.
Yeah.
They're 2-3.
But keep it in context.
I kind of agree with that.
I made that comment.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'll put myself in that group.
You're rolling 415. I can't win.
415, you know what? Of all the players that we've criticized, who's gotten off the hook the most? Players. What player deserves to have more blame put on him, but we're protecting him? I think it's Purdy.
I think it's Bosa.
See, I think Bosa's gotten more criticized than Purdy this year. But maybe Bosa deserves more criticism because he's got a higher stature.
Through the first five games, and this, again, recency bias, you're the doctor and master of it.
Hey.
This last game was Purdy's worst. Up until that point, he was still showing.
Minnesota wasn't great.
But he wasn't bad to where we were calling out him. We were calling Purdy out like we were Ayuk and Bosa. It's Bosa for me.
No.
It is Bosa. There's got to be a couple more levels for Bosa.
I will give this listener credit.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what Purdy's numbers are. They are 2-3. And their offense has not looked good. And their defense hasn't either.
Yeah. Everything.
What 49er player has skated more than he should have this year? Because they're 2-3.
And what's your answer?
Purdy. Brock Purdy. Like,
you just had that thought.
Brandon Ayuk has been ripped, right?
I got you.
And he stunk. Fine.
Okay.
Bosa, I think he's gotten a lot of criticism. Trent Williams always skates. Always. Fred Warner deserves no criticism. Jordan Mason deserves no criticism. Deebo Samuel, you know, he got off to a good start. But Brock Purdy's the quarterback of a team that's 2-3 and has failed twice. They have failed twice to score game-winning touchdowns when they had the ball.
You know what? I'm proud of myself. I'm learning because I got my two comrades coming in 30 minutes, and I want you to have that. Just say what you said. I'm not saying you said anything wrong, but because a lot of times you change up on me when they come in, and I don't like it because you flip the script. But I want you to say that as comfortable as you're saying it now about Brock Purdy.
The question isn't, should I rip Brock Purdy?
No, it's not about
the question.
It's the statement.
What 49er has skated?
And I want you to share your answer.
I think of all the 49ers, Brock Purdy is the one who's not gotten as much criticism as everybody else. And you know what? It's my opinion. And so I don't care if Willard agrees with it or not.
I
to leave me against it.
I believe.
And I'll walk out of
dibs.
Here. Please.
I can't wait.
Hey, fall is magical in Bodega Bay. Breathtaking views and captivating sunsets at the Inn at the Tides. Come experience it all. With the fall midweek special, rooms start at just $249 a night through November 24th. Book your escape now, inatthetides.com.
Hey, it's your boy Guru, and you know Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action with over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to get this, to win up to 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. Tonight we got Phillies and Mets, and Jose Quintana will have more than 3.5 strikeouts. Bang! Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with injury insurance, so your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks keeps your lineup live. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Download the app today and use my code Guru957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Guru957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com.
They run players through there like Grand Central Station.
I am ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, so earlier in the show, we played a cut of Dan Orlovsky and Shannon Sharp, and we talked about it for a good half hour, but the premise was that Orlovsky didn't want to criticize Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer and Orlovsky was just the second stringer.
All right.
Forget that for a minute, but the question that I kind of thought about is, okay, if Orlovsky protects players, or we all protect our favorites if we like somebody, my question is, the Niners are 2-3. They're not playing well. So who deserves more blame than they're getting? Has Kyle Shanahan taken enough of the heat for this start? Has Nick Bosa? Is there somebody that is kind of getting by? Or what 49er has kind of slipped through the cracks but maybe deserves a little more criticism? My guy is Purdy. You're the quarterback. You're 2-3. You had a couple chances to win games late. You didn't. And it wasn't all your fault, but that's how quarterbacks are judged. And is he playing as well as he did last year?
No.
So I would say
but
Purdy.
I'm more worried about the defense than the offense.
Yeah,
so if
I don't
you're
going
to go Purdy, I'm going the quarterback of the defense, not Fred Warner, Bosa. And miss me would always got a couple sacks and a pick. I'm talking about money time, but time and time again, they keep coming up short. So, Evan, I'm going to invite you to this conversation because you blew my wig with your candidate who you would give the award to, who you feel like is Mary Lou – no. Who's a great Christy Yamaguchi, who's skating.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm a little young, didn't get that reference.
Oh, boy, my bad.
But yeah, of players that haven't received criticism, that haven't contributed, I think it's number one, or newly minted number one.
Wow.
Steve-O Samuel.
Senior?
Ooh. Yeah, and I think it's because of Brandon Ayuk, who has drawn all the ire for every skill position player possible. Kittle's been fine, but Debo has done nothing this season.
Wow.
Can you name me one significant play where you remember Debo Samuel impacting a football game? I asked you guys if he had a touchdown during the break, and he has one.
Wow, right.
But you had to think about it.
I did. None through the air.
17 receptions, Evan.
He's only played
for
65th. Games. He's only played four games, though, not five.
233 yards. That's 43rd. No touchdowns, tied for 128th, and average per catch, Donnie, 58th for 13.7. Now, Evan.
The weaponry.
And also, what about this? I didn't do this. He's in the best shape of his life coming into the league, Debo. He looks great at camp.
Yeah, he did.
Now, is this a Debo problem or a Kyle problem to get him off more?
I don't know.
Like, what would Debo say to us saying, hey, Debo, you know what? You ain't doing nothing.
His numbers are, you know, he's carried the ball 15 times, but 8 came in week 1. So he hasn't been carrying the ball a lot since week 1. I don't know. Mike's in Livermore. Hey, Mike, what do you think about this this question?
Well, to take the put the rod on the table, I don't think the 49ers are that good. As far as blame, the whole team should get blamed. And another thing, everyone keeps always saying, well, the defensive coordinator, he's crummy. He's not the one that's out there playing the game. How many missed tackles do we have Sunday?
Wow.
I mean, there's so many times where we could have had them loss of yards.
14 of them.
And boom, 10 yards, 10 yards, 8 yards, first down. You know, so I think the rat on the table is that the 49ers, they're just not that good, especially their defense, you know.
Do you think they're going to get better,
that's
Mike?
That's all I got to say.
Mike, you think they're going to get better?
That's hard to say, you know. That's hard to say. Like, you guys are talking about Nick Bosa. You know, I think Nick Bosa's overrated. I mean, Nick Bosa hasn't done anything. What's he have, like maybe 2-3 sacks? I think they're like the middle of the pack team. You know, losing to the Rams, then losing to Arizona, the two worst teams in the league, and they can't even beat them. So, yeah, and you know, it's Kyle's fault, the defensive coordinator's fault. I think it comes down to the players. They have to, you know, they have to tackle, and they just can't do it. So,
thanks, Mike. Good stuff.
Guys.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, 5-1-0, Stoney. Charvarius Ward. He's given up several big catches this year and has not been the lockdown DB he was last year. And I am going to go super captain prisoner of the moment, okay? Because it's really 5 games for Ayuk. They paid Bosa. What have you gotten since your ROI? You paid Debo. What have you gotten since your ROI? And it's early, but you paid Ayuk. And what's your ROI?
Don't stop there.
Who am I missing?
The guy who always skates.
Oh, Trent Williams. That's
right. And there's another guy, too, whether we like it or not. Christian McCaffrey.
Well,
No production from the guys who got big money in the offseason.
Wow.
That's the way it's worked out.
Wow. And, well, two of the guys
Ward's fair.
Yeah,
he stinks.
But he would tell you, I ain't Steph or, you know, Draymond. Yeah, like, I need to be better, but you guys need to start at the top.
But he's considered the best of that defensive secondary.
Well, which the Ram game was their worst game. I mean, Atwell was... Come on, Steiny.
What?
Like, the question you just posed to the caller is the scary part about this whole season. Is it going to get better?
Of course it is. 2-3 extrapolates to 6-9. To 7-10. Do you think they're going to be a 7-10 team? Because that would be things not getting better. I'll take the over.
Yeah.
So there, don't worry.
Well, don't lose tomorrow.
Well, go ahead and lose tomorrow and then win 11 straight.
And be 0-3 in the NFC West?
If you win 11 straight, it's not going to matter.
Please.
This team.
Wow, man.
Has always gone on a run. And, like, that's the one question I was going to ask yesterday, because it does feel like this.
Well, 2020, they didn't go on the road. That was when they were injured and Jimmy got hurt.
Yeah.
That was the one time they didn't get it right.
I mean,
it's kind of fascinating.
Why aren't
if you think about
go ahead, E. Oh.
No, just by the way, Charvarius Ward is questionable for tomorrow. Knee injury.
Here we go.
Now, when I looked at you, you looked at me with your eye roll. I saw your little pupil.
Well, that's good. Now you can. This is great. Great. No Mooney Ward, and so now you can...
Well, he's not out. He's dead questionable.
Well, but...
With the Niner luck, he'll be out.
Yeah, but you know what? You did it. This is what you did again last week. You know who wasn't very good Sunday? It's okay to say it. Fred Warner.
He was...
Right, he's playing on one leg.
That's all.
Yeah, okay, so
how's that
so
game
he gets
go
a pass.
If he's not even out there on one leg?
So he gets a pass.
How's that game go if they're out there? The second half would have been the first half.
You are the kind of guy
so you're not gonna,
who
you're
says
gonna come
if he's
down
out
Fred's
there
road for playing hurt. Because that's what it sounds like.
It doesn't matter if you're hurt, if you don't play well. Mm. If you don't play well.
Both then, Baldy told Butch and Devontae he thought Fred wasn't having his best game Sunday, but they brought up he was on one wheel. I mean, just imagine what you are without him.
It's not okay. They would have beat the Jets without him. Would they? And they would have beaten the Patriots without him. You know what? What's that line? I could be 2-3 with Fred Warner without him. Without Fred Warner,
man.
Big Earn in San Rafael.
Earn.
What's up, Big Earn?
Hey, what's up, Steiny Goo? Man, I'm just dusted. I'm just dusted and disgusted. I mean, maybe you fellas can help me. You can help me with this issue I'm having with Kyle not being the finisher. You know, I feel like, you know, when you're playing Mortal Kombat, finish him. He's just standing there not doing what I guess he just seems to be more savage. I mean, come on now. Everybody cries about Christian not being there. We made it to the Super Bowl without CMC. I mean, yes, we acquired Emmanuel Sanders and still got that lead. And, man, I don't want to rip the bandit open, but then we blew it. I just feel like he just doesn't have that carnivorous attack to say, hey, just, you know, urgency. You know, it's like, you know, Baldy says urgency. You know, it's like Kyle is just lacking that urgency of just not closing out games. And I get it. You know, health-wise, we don't got Mr., you know,
McCaffrey.
Warner's counterpart.
Greenlaw.
Greenlaw. He ain't there. I get it, you know, but we just need to finish. And this, me being a 49er fan, this year really sucks because these two losses against our Western Division opponents is brutal. It's a gut punch. And the last game, man, I felt so depressed. The Rams game got depressed. This was double depression. So I need you guys' help. What can we do?
Yeah.
Thanks, fellas.
No, thank you, Bigger. You got to play better. Stoney, I'll give this to the 415. If we're going to call out high-priced players, then Brock Purdy is the deal of the century, Stoney. He's only getting $900K.
Yeah, if you go by money, sure, that's fair, but he's still the quarterback, which, last I checked, was the most important position in sports.
I mean, I'll be honest. It's been about, what, 2 to 3 weeks to where, I mean, teams lost 3 of 4, where we keep saying, and rightfully so, something's got to change. But if these players are regressing to the point to where some of them, this is who they are. If this is who they are, there's another goo. Then, oh boy, you know, the Niners got problems. Like, then it's not going to be fixed tomorrow in Seattle.
Well, it could not be fixed tomorrow in Seattle, but they could still win.
Yeah, no, I got that, but.
Why is no one being critical of Christian McCaffrey, says the 3-4-1, and his offseason regimen that led him to not be able to be 100% at the start of the season.
God. Well, John Lynch should get the most, this from the 415, most blame for allowing the players to run the circus and overpay these underperformers. You like stuff like that.
Right. Because it's fair. You pay the three, I'm not going to harp on it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stoney.
The three guys you paid have all underachieved.
And the three units to your team have all been substandard. Offense, defense, and special teams. And if you want to throw in coaching, I guess we could do that. Like, where have they won at? I mean, what's been good for the Niners through five games?
Fred Warner. Jordan Mason.
One guy is not good enough out of 22.
Yeah, I know.
So you're taking Purdy off the table. He ain't in that. He's playing what? Remember, we were like, oh, it's Purdy and
He's been average. For him, which is still pretty good. But he has not. Okay. He has not risen to the moment.
I have no problem
when he's
with
had
that.
Opportunities. Yep. But again, like, this is where, and I've said a million times, it's like, What do you want him to do? Run the ball down to Ronnie Bell and hand it to him on that throw?
Well, that's one play.
But that's the game.
Okay, but what about his two interceptions that were created from him?
That's right. And that's listen, I'm the one who said Purdy should get more criticism. But what I'm saying is, it's like, how do you criticize him for the Ronnie Bell throw that wins you the game?
Well, if we're doing that, then that trickles down to Kyle. Like, if Ronnie Bell catches it and Purdy doesn't throw the interceptions and Mason doesn't fumble, then what are we talking about?
By the way, this next call, I got a prediction. This guy is going to be, I think this is what is going to be one of our themes to the show tomorrow.
All right.
Because Connor in San Leandro, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, it's hi. I'm glad that we're talking about this. We're all trying to figure out what's going on with this team. You know, I got my take on it, which is you hear Brock answering questions at these pressers, and he drops one of those Shanahan-esque and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know this is Shanahan's QB for life. We are locked into Brock. Brock is going to reset the market for a QB. We just need to understand that that is what's going to happen. And the other thing that we probably need to get our minds around is that CMC might have an injury that costs him not just the season, but his career. I mean, listen to the way that his dad was talking about it. Oh, they just told him the first six games that they didn't need him. Yeah, right. Yeah, right, Dad. I don't buy it. I think that's BS. I think CMC has an injury that is going to reset personnel. And when we have this move from a running-centric offense, and Jordan Mason, we tried to plug him in, the guy fumbled like a backup fumbles. Yeah, when we have this move that's going to center around Brock, that means you need to move from an offensive line that simply cannot protect this quarterback. I mean, look, I love Trent Williams, but he's old enough to run for president. Pooney is a great start. We could have done way more in the draft than when we need to do way more in the draft. You got to move from a run-first offensive line, something that's more modern and gives Brock time to do what Brock does, which is go through his progressions, not get locked on individuals, and have trust to throw the ball to all of his weapons. And that's a personnel change that may take more than a season. So I think we just got to lock in, recognize that windows are a construct, and we can come back, even if this isn't the year to do it. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff.
Well, it was. And, again, I don't want a victory lap, but I'm the guy that kept saying McCaffrey had the little gun on him all playoffs. And you were like, they all have it. But
they do. They all have a thermal gun.
Yeah, but he had
a Theragun, rather. Yeah, yeah. Not thermal gun.
Theragun. He had it on him a lot.
Yeah, and they all use them.
And he never came
back. They have them on every player's seat in the locker room.
But he has not played this year. So something was going on then. They said he got hurt against the Rams.
Well, then get on Lynch because he paid him.
Say
it. Say John Lynch got snookered.
No, please.
He did.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm with my guy in Cincinnati.
I think,
man,
that,
this
I
is
think,
everything I me, got you, man. It just does not smell good in Ninerville right
to
now.
To me, that's a salient point. That
everything
you don't. Okay, who's the MVP? McCaffrey. Everything revolves around McCaffrey.
Right.
He's not there, so now they're doing everything around Brock Purdy.
But they're not. That's like, one side of the ball. The biggest problem to me is the defense. And McCaffrey don't even play defense.
Right, but the 49ers, I don't make any distinguishing. I don't think the offense is playing. Oh, the offense is playing a lot better than the defense. It's like they're both wanting.
So, about McCaffrey, can you honestly, and don't do this for effect, look me in the face and say at the time of that, when they gave him his new money, McCaffrey, do you honestly think the Niners thought that he would miss week one and miss the first five? There's no way earth I thought the Niners thought he was this injured or this was a possibility. There's just no way because you don't do business like this.
Well, it sounds like you answered your own question even though you wanted to ask me.
Yeah.
Well, you answered. You said no way. So what does my answer matter? You said, Steiny, do you think they? No way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's an answer at least, Seattle. You got to have one.
I don't know if the 49ers knew that they must have known he wasn't healthy at the end of last year.
Man.
Because that was public. McCaffrey's dealing with some nagging injuries.
Nothing to see here. It had to be when they wrote off that check. Boy,
that's,
you got to win tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
You don't have to.
Well, you need to.
Well, it'd be nice to get, but listen to Nick Bosa.
It's a lot of pressure. It's not a must-win because stealing Kyle's team meeting. Because technically your season's over if it's a must-win. But it definitely feels like it's overtreated.
Everything.
Give me some more.
You know what it sounds like to me? Kyle Shanahan gathered the team and said, hey, guys, this is not a must-win.
No, it sounds like Bosa's going to Santa Cruz, the beach. Dude, you got a game. Give me some more life.
No, listen, he says.
But yeah, he's saying it's so new.
Just listen to what he said Kyle said.
It's a lot of pressure. It's not a must-win because I'm stealing Kyle's.
Stealing Kyle's.
Because technically your season's over if it's a must-win. But it definitely feels like it's overtreated.
Material works when you're winning.
So Kyle Shanahan gets up in front of the team and goes, the guys were 2-3.
And speaking
it's
of,
not a must win. It's not a must win tomorrow, but let's go try.
I'm no Jimmy Garoppolo, but you know I've been in the lab, and I had a few drinks when I went in the lab last night and watched the game. Stoney, I'm telling you, look at Kyle's face and skin. Like, he's wearing it. Like it's wearing on him, this everything that's going on.
Aww.
I'm not Jimmy Garoppolo
for
by any
sense
of his jawline, none of that. But I'm just like, he looks haggard a little bit, like it's wearing on him.
Well, they're 2-3.
He got the Obama going on.
They're 2-3. They're supposed to be a Super Bowl contender.
Nobody has any answers, and I ain't mad at anybody.
We just don't listen to the answers.
Nobody has them. They're calling them with concerns. Nobody has them.
Ben Solak told you what their issues were in the red zone. But you didn't listen.
Well, it sounds like you didn't listen to this either.
Yeah, Solak absolutely got a raw deal.
And that was my win of the day. Those are the things that make me what we do, how I deal with you. But you didn't double back and give me my press conference for the dub. But it's okay. Listen.
Yeah. Tell me about the Dolphins'
ben
internal
said he
struggles.
He saw signs last year about the Niners. He picked Detroit. And now look really? How they...
Oh, boy.
Ben's not surprised about what he's seeing from the Niners. That's what's scary to me.
Well, read the writing on the wall, Goo. You don't just go to the Super Bowl every year.
And, you know, they missed their best chance. Steve Young is right.
Since we have a couple minutes here, Goot, are you sure you traded Jalen Waddle?
No, I traded four.
You traded four. For Breece.
No.
Or you traded for T. Higgins.
And Waddle. Oh, no, no. That was the first trade.
Here we go.
Listen, Evan, if you want to really know and you're calling me out, I didn't remember the running back's name in the first time because he was a throw-in. So the first package was Waddle and T. Higgins. I said no to that. So when I came in and told you who I traded, I couldn't remember the guy's name. So I just said, but you went and fact-checked me to see that that was the first one to get to what you're saying.
I got
right
a
now.
Notification that there was a trade made in our league, and I didn't see Jalen Waddle's
right,
name.
Right, yeah, but I didn't remember his name at first.
Hey, we got
that's
a minute
my
and a half
bro right there.
Can
yeah.
I do something completely out of the blue?
You do it every day.
I see Charles Barkley on our soundboard, and he's talking about the Lakers and the Warriors.
Okay.
It's 30 seconds. We got to take a break in 110 seconds or 70 seconds. This ought to be good. Charles Barkley.
The Warriors and the Lakers both stink, okay? The Warriors and the Lakers both stink. First of all, they're like, well, they're in the playoff hunt. No, they're not in the playoff hunt. They're in some stuff that Adam Silver made up called a play-in. That's what they're in, okay? They're in the play-in. Neither one of these teams are any good. So they act like the Lakers and the Warriors are contenders. They're not. They're play-in candidates. Love LeBron. He's amazing. But the Lakers and the Warriors are not contenders, plain and simple. So stop it, Jimmy. I'm not going to let you do that.
Like, I just...
That's the opposite of Dan Orlovsky.
Okay, I want to say something.
Oh,
I've been
of course, you're going to protect the Warriors.
No, you got two dudes
protect
on the
them.
Olympic team that had were a big reason why they won. I am not... I would love to have the Warriors have the Lakers situation. So we got Steph and we don't know who else. They got Bron and AD. So the Lakers are not done and gave Denver 15 rounds of everything they had. So I'm not out on the Lakers. The Warriors, I'm more nervous about because it's give me Steph's Bron.
Yeah, sounds like you're You're in protection mode. Fall is magical in Bodega Bay. Breathtaking views and captivating sunsets at the Inn at the Tides. Come experience it all with the Fall Midweek Special. Rooms start at just $249 a night through November 24th. Book your escape now at innatthetides.com.